Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the guy I've been looking forward to because I follow the Phillies minor league system, and since they drafted him a couple years ago, I'm like, man, this is a kid that could be helping this team very soon, and it seems like it's going to be this season. Might have to wait a couple. We're going to have to wait a couple weeks. But Scott Kingery joins us right now. Scott, what's up, brother?
Hey, good to be here.
So what's spring training like this year? This is the first year where the fans really know what's going on with you, and after you had a breakout year last year in the minors, you're going to have to wait maybe 2-3 weeks to get up here. But what's it been like with the big club, and what's your first spring training like?
I mean, it's always good to get out here, and especially, you know, just a chance to play with all these guys. And, you know, this is my second time being up here, and, you know, just good to get out there on the field with them and kind of, you know, go out there, show what I have, and have some fun.
I tell you, it's a little unfair, but I would assume it's very flattering, right? When you're being compared to one of the Phillies icons and Chase Sully and your style of play and the way that you play, what do you think when you hear those type of compliments or comparisons?
I mean, that's, you know, it's unbelievable to even be put in the same sentences, you know, a guy like Chase Sutley, but you know, I think a lot of it is the style of play, and, you know, that's something that I do see a similarity in. You know, kind of just gamers that go out there and, you know, give it 100% every time they step on the field.
And you do that, and it seems like the Phillies are kind of bouncing you around, and when you do end up coming up here in a couple weeks and you join the big club, you're comfortable playing second, short, third base, center field, wherever they throw you?
Yeah, I think being some versatility is key for, you know, teams nowadays, because you got, especially in the National League, you're going to have some double switches and guys can go in there and play every position, you know, especially for a guy like me that's, you know, trying to break through. Maybe, you know, my major league debut is at third base or shortstop or in the outfield. It's not necessarily where I'll stick, but, you know, if that's the first step, you know, I better be ready to play that position.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everybody's awaiting your arrival up in Philadelphia, and everyone's excited about getting the opportunity to watch you play as much as possible. I'm just wondering, from your standpoint, being as young as you are and with so much baseball ahead of you, being in a clubhouse like this, what's that been like for you? It's a nice mixture of young and veteran guys here. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, we definitely have, you know, a very young team, and you know, that's something that, you know, we're looking forward to, because, you know, we got a good core guys coming right now, and the free agent signs this year, you know, that's a huge help. You get the veteran presence in the clubhouse. So I think right now there's a good balance of, you know, veterans plus, you know, young guys, and there's just a lot of positive vibes flowing through the clubhouse. And I think there's, you know, really something special kind of coming for our team.
I think a lot of fans feel that, and maybe it's this year. I know we talked to Nick Williams earlier, and he said, yeah, we kind of think nationally people are underselling what we're able to do, and there's a lot of talented people on this team. We've been going through the Eagles and the whole run with the Eagles. Eagles weren't supposed to compete for the Super Bowl this year. This is supposed to be one of those building years, and I'm not going to throw an expectation of a World Series on the team this year. Did you pay attention to what was going on in Philadelphia with the Eagles? Did you see what the city was like through that whole thing, or are you a football fan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was definitely watching, and, you know, I saw the city going crazy every time there was a win. So, you know, you see a group of guys in our clubhouse like this, and, you know, we all see that. We're watching on TV, and, you know, we're kind of hungry. It makes us a little bit hungry to get out there and, you know, get to that point. So, you know, I think there is a lot of guys in this clubhouse that thinks, you know, there's no reason why the team that we have right now, the guys in there, the talent we have, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to go out there and win a good amount of games.
You personally, what kind of a player are you? Tell the listeners what kind of a player you are. I know that I don't think you're a 40 stolen base guy, but you're a guy who likes to steal bases. You have great gap power. You showed a lot of power last year. I don't necessarily think you're a 40 home run guy, but you showed a lot of power last year. What are you? Like, who would you, for not Chase Utley, but what kind of a game do you have? What are you going to bring to the team?
You know, hopefully I can be a guy that's, you know, can play anywhere on the field, first of all, defensively. And Offensively, you know, like you said, stolen bases are part of my game, but for me, I think it's more about being successful on stolen bases. You know, not necessarily, you know, running wild on the bases, more of a guy who's going to, you know, pick the right time to run and be successful at stealing bases. And also, you know, I think I do have a little bit of power. We'll see, you know, how that translates. But, you know, I am a gap guy. Guy's going to put in the gap, try to stretch singles into doubles, doubles into triples, so.
I mean, sitting here looking at him, he looks like a defensive back. You know, he's got good size. You can tell he works out. Looks a little bit like Gabe Kapler in the body, right? So I'm just wondering from your perspective, man. Manager, have you ever had a manager as fit as the manager you have right now?
I'm going to answer no, but we'll give it to Scott.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, no. But, I mean, Gabe's been awesome. It's, you know, having Cap in the clubhouse, he's unbelievable. You know, he just kind of brings a different type of energy, you know, than I've ever seen in the clubhouse. And, you know, it's from the beginning of the day, you know. So it was from the beginning of spring training, first day. And it's just unbelievable to have, you know, a manager like that in the clubhouse. It's just kind of get you guys fired up, you know, just pretty much every single thing he says.
Yeah, I know you're patiently waiting to get that call to where you know you're going to be up in the majors on a regular basis. But just from an improvement standpoint, what are some of the things that you think that you would like to continue to work on and get better at before you do get that call so that you are best prepared when that call comes?
I think the most important thing for me is, you know, I have a tendency to swing outside the zone at times. A lot of the time with two strikes, and that's something that I think I could really fine-tune and kind of just, you know, tighten my zone with two strikes so I'm, you know, walking more, getting on base more, and, you know, wherever I'm hitting the lineup, it's always nice to be able to get on base, you know, at a good clip. So for me to be able to lay off some good pitches with two strikes and work myself on base with a walk, you know, that's something that I think will really improve my game if I can, you know, tighten my zone like that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more impressed with this kid. I mean, obviously, I have the minor league app, so I'll be down at the Phillies games and I'll be watching you guys. And it's like, wow, but everything he's saying, you can tell he just gets it. You have any idea what you're going to do to the city? Do you have any idea? Like, look at him, young, good-looking kid. You know how Phillies fans are, especially the young girl Phillies fans that are out there. Yeah, you do. Hey, Scotty, I've been a Phillies fan since I was a little kid, and the run 10 years ago with Chase and Ryan and Jimmy and everything else was so much fun, and I see a lot of you guys right now as being the next guys to do that, but you – enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because once you get up here, you're gonna be like, wow, this is crazy. So are you ready for it? I mean, is this the year where you're like, I'm ready to do this?
You know, obviously it's not up to me, you know, when that time is, but you know, I'm looking forward to it definitely. And you know, especially with the guys we got in the clubhouse, there's a lot of good chemistry going on, and I think it's gonna be a lot of fun over the next couple of years and when we kinda finally get this thing rolling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.